Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This show we review another Earth. And now here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Movie.
And I'm Mr. Film. Our film this week is Another Earth from Fox Searchlight.
This is Dr. Joan Talis, the United States planet Earth. Is anyone out there? We're getting feedback. Let's try another channel. Hello? Hello? This is Dr. Joan Talis.
What does that mean? I don't understand what
Kimberly,
that means.
In the grand history of the cosmos, more than 13,000 million years old, our Earth is replicated elsewhere.
There's another you out there.
Now you begin to wonder,
is the other me made the same mistakes I've made? And is that me better than this me?
Where the doors are.
Let me tell you a story. It's about a girl. She does something unforgivable.
Where the stairs are leading you down to die.
She goes to apologize, but she loses her nerve. She lies to him. She thinks she might be able to make his life a little bit better. It was really just a way to survive what I've done.
Where the wind.
Rhoda, played by Britt Marling, has just been accepted at MIT. And as she's out partying, another significant event occurs. Another Earth, hence the film's title, has appeared in the sky. Drunk and distracted by the phenomenon, Rhoda loses control of her car and plows into the car of John Burroughs, played by William Mathapur, killing his wife and child and putting him into a coma. Rhoda is sent to prison for 4 years. When she's released, she takes a job as a janitor, of course. Racked by guilt, she goes to see John, who has become a drug-dependent recluse. She wants to apologize for the horrible thing that she did. Instead, she cleans his house and develops a relationship with him. Oh, and she enters a contest to be one of the first travelers to Earth, too. Oh, boy. Mr. Movie, Another Earth is probably one of the most significant films we'll see this year. I'm sure you're wondering why.
I am, yes. Film.
Well, it's because it's probably the worst film of the year. This film was so bad, I wanted to walk out after 5 minutes. And I would have if we weren't reviewing this garbage. The PG-13 rated film was co-written by Marling and director Mike Cahill, tries to posit this existential idea, which I won't really give away, which is sort of intriguing, but saddles us instead with an after-school special of a flick that has just no energy and ends, again, I won't give anything away, at the real beginning of the story. Sequel, perhaps? I hope not. I don't know. I think that if another Earth showed up in our sky and a few of the things that happened in the film happened in real life, it would pretty much upend all of civilization and bring all of our lives to an utter standstill, causing us to look out and turn inward at the same time to question the meaning of our lives. Earth 2 is an exact duplicate of our world, replete with doubles of everyone and our place in the universe, even questioning the reality of it. Now, instead, we get a 92-minute actor's exercise that is rather uninteresting, undramatic, and uncinematic. Now, we reviewed Terrence Malick's Tree of Life a few weeks ago, and while flawed, I did like aspects of that picture, including the acting and the attempt to ask and answer some big cosmic ontological questions, just like they try to do here. I'm not saying that it worked, but at least it was a noble failure. No such luck here. This is a failure at every level. I will say that I did sort of like Marling to a point. She is attractive in a very unpretentious sort of way. And there are one or two scenes where she shines. But I think she should hone her craft both as a writer and an actor before she creates her own film again. I'm giving Another Earth exactly what I expect my duplicate is giving it right now. A big F.
Mr. Film, I'm going to give your grade a U for unfair because, I mean, come on, comparing this to the Tree of Life is just not fair. Tree of Life are, you know, they're seasoned veteran directors who know what they're doing. You know, this movie was made on a very, very low budget. You know, you can see that on the screen. So I think you're being a little bit unfair here. Now,
I don't know about that
being said, this movie is not good, okay? I'm sorry.
You're being kind.
But, you know, I kind of like the idea of it, and it raises all these questions of this other Earth, and what does it mean, and it's a duplicate, and there's this storyline in there, the sort of like sci-fi aspect of it, basically saying that, well, as soon as the two Earths started to be able to see each other, that's where their reality line, so to speak, split, you know, if you think back to the Future, or, you know, if you're into Star Trek, you know, you have these sort of alternate reality timelines and whatnot. So, you know, in this, when the Earths start to see each other, they split, and, you know, that kind of raises interesting questions, and it could have an interesting sort of, you know, well, what impact would that have on the world and what we know about it? So all those are kinds of interesting questions. Unfortunately, the plot of this movie and the story has absolutely nothing to do with this, and it's just about this girl who's killed this guy's wife and kids and whatnot, and she feels guilty, and she goes and befriends them, but she doesn't actually, you know, she goes to apologize, but she doesn't have the guts to do it, so she kind of ends up, you know, becoming the guy's friends. They fall in love. I mean, it's just has absolutely nothing to do with this alternate reality. And they bring it at the end of this for this, you know, what they try to make as some kind of twist, which just doesn't totally work. So,
no.
And you know, I mean, the big point here, I think, is that, you know, the sci-fi, I think, has to be the point of the movie. If you're going to make some kind of alternate reality kind of point, you have to make that crucial to the plot. I mean, we saw that with, for example, Never Let Me Go, where they are the cloned people, and it's sort of about them as the cloned people. You know, you look at Gattaca, for example. You know, he's not genetically engineered in a world of genetically engineered people, and that's the point. And what he does about it is the point. So, you know, here the point has absolutely nothing to do with this alternate kind of thing. In another way, also, this movie reminded me a lot of a movie called 7 Pounds with what's his name?
Will Smith.
Yeah, with Will Smith, which was terrible, by the way. Now, that 7 Pounds is D-F kind of material. And this has, if you're familiar with that, there's somewhat of a similar thing going on here. I don't want to give anything away, so if you've seen that, that probably gives away too much. But you know what? Don't go see this, because this is just bad. You know, but this was a very low-budget movie. They tried to do something. There is something interesting there. But they just didn't develop it in the right direction, unfortunately.
No, and the thing is, if they had at least used the sci-fi conceit, the other Earth. Listen, they're in the world of sci-fi films and sci-fi television in particular, low budget, it doesn't mean anything. Good story means something. This is another, goes back to what we always talk about all the time. Good story. So they didn't need special effects. There's a minor special effect with the other Earth in the air. What they needed was a good, interesting story. And basically, they hit it. What Marling and Cahill do, they kind of hit it obliquely. They hit the real story obliquely. Like, we hear bits and pieces of what's the interesting stuff on the radio and on TV. And there's a couple scenes where she kind of touches on it when she's with the guy and some things that happen at the end, but they hit this great idea obliquely, and they could have, even though they didn't have any money, they could have had $4, and if it was a good story, this would have been a good picture. And unfortunately, they don't have a good story. So
Mr. Film,
I am being unfair to a certain extent.
Yes,
but the thing is, It's not. You don't have truth in advertising here, and it's not extraordinarily well I mean, it just doesn't work. This film just does not work. It doesn't even work on its own. It doesn't even work. This weird B story that is what's the main thrust doesn't work. So it just doesn't work at any level. And
well, even a lot of the
logic.
It's
unfortunate because I think they had an intriguing. I'm with you. I think they had a really intriguing idea. Alternate realities, alternate Earths. I'm there. This is my kind of picture. If that's what it was about, but that's not what it was. This was. False advertising in my mind.
I don't know if it's false advertising, Mr. Film. And if you go, you know, if you're comparing it to Tree of Life, which I think you're the one who brought that movie up. So,
yeah.
I mean, I call that Tree of Life movie motion picture blasphemy. It's, you know, it's the kind of thing that makes, you know, people say like, oh, I think this means something, but it really doesn't. I mean, that is just really insulting. This, I didn't feel insulted by. I just felt this is bored. This is amateur. This, you know, the story, even on its own terms, some of the things, the sci-fi things that happen and that they try to explain to you are just ridiculous, and they just raise too many questions and just makes you laugh at the movie. I mean, it's just bad. It's not,
yeah.
It's not offensive. I found Tree of Life offensive. This didn't offend me. It was just, you know, kind of dumb, amateur. I you know, with an idea behind it that could have been something. So, you know, your mind kind of meanders of what maybe that could have been, but that's not what this picture was. So, I mean, I think F is unfair. I think it's a little too harsh. I'm going to go, Mr. Film, with a D on this one.
All right. Well, still, I think it's a miss. So,
absolutely. We can agree on that at least.
Yeah, I think we can agree. But I have to say, I did kind of like Britt Marling. There are moments where she does shine, so I did like her. I hope she makes – I checked her IMDb bio out. I hope she does make – she's working on something right now, and I hope she does continue acting. I think she's talented. I just think that at this point in her career, maybe the writing thing isn't quite where she should be.
I don't know.
Point,
it might also be who she's teaming up with. Maybe she can find some better company. Because I agree with you about her performance here. I think it is. I think it does bring some depth to the picture that is missing from a lot of the other characters and actors in here. So you can definitely see something apart from her. So I mean, that's another reason not to give this an F, I think. But you know, then again, with the movie Somewhere, we called out Elle Fanning, who was really good in that. So and we both agree that was absolutely the worst movie. Movie
oh,
of last
God.
Year so
yeah
so, yeah. so but yeah, I agree with you about her.
So I think for me this is a good contender for worst picture of the year, but we'll see what the rest of the summer, fall, and winter brings. So
all right,
so with that, that ends our show. Next show we'll be talking about
We don't need to tell people what we're going to be talking about in the next show. Just tune in at the
movie.
Yeah,
tune in the next show. So tune in to our next show and visit us online at www.moviefilmshow.com. Send us an email. We've gotten a couple emails recently. We thank everyone who've emailed us with comments and suggestions. And you can email us at mail@moviefilmshow.com. And, of course, visit us on iTunes and subscribe and rate the show. If you like the show, rate it. Give it 5 stars or at least 4.
No, there's no or, Mr. Film. It's 5 stars. Rate it
all
5
right,
stars.
5 stars. That's a 5-star show. I had a moment of weakness. I think it's watching bad films.
All right. Well, I'll see you next show, Mr. Film.
I'll see you next show, Mr. Movie. This is a failure at every level.
Mr. Film, I'm going to give your grade a U for unfair because, I mean, come on.
They could have had $4. Another Earth.
Another Earth.